Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to offer us, to tell us how to be, how we can love Krishna. So he is experiencing the love of Srimati Radharani. So can we also experience that love? If not, why not? Actually, there is completeness in the spiritual world. So it is not that, say, when consider another pastime, say in Ram Leela, there is Hanuman, there is Sita, there is Lakshman. Now Ram has one kind of relationship with, say, Sita, and he has another kind of relationship with Hanuman. Now Hanuman doesn't feel that, oh, Ram loves Sita more. And he doesn't feel unfulfilled. He doesn't think that I want to be Sita so that Ram will love me more. He is completely fulfilled in his position. So what it means is, suppose, so we talk about his five rasas. Shantaras, Dasyaras, you know about this? Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuriras. So these, and among these, he said the Madhuriras is the highest. And in the Madhuriras, the Gopi's love is the highest, and that Radharani's love is the highest. So what does this mean? Actually, everybody is complete. Everybody is completely fulfilled in their love for Krishna. At the same time, there are levels of this love. It's like compare, there are, say, five glasses of water. Say one is, say, 200 ml, another is 400 ml, another 600 ml, another 800 ml, one is 1 liter, 1000 ml. Now all these glasses are full. They cannot take even one drop of water more. So all of them are full. And from their own perspective, they are completely full. Their fullness is nothing deficient in it. Let me complete this. But from the perspective of an objective level, we have the 1 liter glass has the maximum water. So like that, whatever is our eternal relationship with Krishna, in that relationship, we will be completely fulfilled. At the same time, there are levels of intimacy which Krishna has with different devotees. And that is Krishna's prerogative as a person. Now there are some devotees, in some other Vaishnava traditions also, they give an explanation, why Krishna has a flute? Why Krishna plays only a flute? Why not a violin? Why not a guitar? Why not some other instrument? Why Krishna plays the flute? Why Krishna has a peacock feather only? Why not some other bird's feather? Why Krishna wears a pitambar only? Why Krishna wears only yellow clothes? Now somebody may give some explanations esoterically for this. But essentially the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have not given much esoteric explanations for this. They focus, Krishna is a person. As a person, he has his preferences. So why does he wear a flute? Why does he play a flute? Because that's what he likes. Why does he wear a peacock feather? That's what he likes. You know, why does he eat butter only? Why not something else? That's what he likes. So it's his liking. So if we understand that God is a person, and God is a person, he has his likes. Now, when he likes something, that does not mean he doesn't like other things or dislikes other things. It is just that he is a person. And his personal preferences ornament his personality. So from our perspective, we will be completely fulfilled in our eternal relationship with Krishna. We will not feel, oh, why don't I love Krishna as much as Radharani? We will be satisfied in our relationship. At the same time, from Krishna's perspective, he sees that, oh, the kind of love that Radharani has for me, what is this love? It is the highest love. Nobody has that love. It's interesting that even the gopis, they also don't feel envious of Radharani. They also feel appreciative because their whole in the spiritual world is to please Krishna. And they say, oh, Radharani pleases Krishna the most, then let us send Radharani to Krishna. So in the Rasa Lila also, which I just pointed towards, how it is said that when the gopis became proud, Krishna left the gopis and went away. But actually the gopis did not become proud. The gopis, they were simply thinking how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are. And yet they had the thought that actually all of us don't have the same level of love for Krishna. And therefore they wanted that Radharani's love, singular love, be uniquely demonstrated for the world. And that's why they acted as if they were proud. And that's why what happened? Krishna left them and went alone with Radharani. So the gopis did not become proud. The gopis simply acted as if proud so that Krishna would leave them and go away with Radharani. And if Krishna had been with all the gopis, then all the gopis' love would have been considered to be the equal of the same level. But the gopis wanted the world to know that Radharani's love is greatest. That's why they left. they acted as if proud and Krishna left them. And when Krishna was with Radharani, and Radharani realized that Krishna is only with me, she initially felt such ecstasy. Oh, Krishna loves me alone and loves me so much. But the next moment, she started thinking, you know, but what will be the condition of Lalita? What will be the condition of Vishakha? They are my sakhis, and being separated from Krishna, what will they feel? And she said, no, I cannot enjoy Krishna alone. She thinks like that. And therefore, she thinks that Krishna is taking her into the forest, and she thinks, let me slow Krishna down. And because Krishna is rapidly going into the forest, she wants that the gopis will also be searching. Let the gopis catch me, catch us, find us and locate us and be with us again. So therefore she tells Krishna, Krishna, this forest is, I'm getting tired. How long do we have to walk? So she basically acts tired so that Krishna will slow down. But then what happens? When Krishna thinks that she has become proud. And Krishna says to her, because this is a jungle, I cannot get a palanquin for you. So therefore, you can just ride on my back. And Krishna sort of bends down as if to get Radharani to climb on her. Radharani is shocked. She doesn't expect Krishna to get angry. And she is looking at him, and right in front of her, Krishna disappears. And Radharani is devastated. Krishna has left me and gone away. And similarly, when the gopis, when they initially see that, oh, Radharani, oh, that Krishna has left us and gone with one special gopi, they start feeling a little annoyed. You know, who is the special gopi with whom Krishna has gone? But when they finally find Radharani, Radharani is swooned in agony in separation from Krishna. And when they see, oh, Krishna has left Radharani also, they all come around her, they revive her, and they console her. So the point which I am making through all this pastime is that there is, because Krishna is the center and everybody wants to please Krishna, so by Krishna's arrangement, he has his preferences. And nobody objects to those preferences. Everybody feels fulfilled perfectly in their role in Krishna's leela in this pastimes. So the grass in Vrindavan, if Krishna just steps once on that grass feels completely satisfied. That grass doesn't think, I want to be Radharani to be constantly embraced by Krishna. And the gopis don't feel that. They also don't feel that I want to be Radharani. So rather than trying to understand intellectually, because we right now operate from a very limited material and self-centered perspective, to understand how there will be perfect satisfaction in the spiritual world, right now we can focus primarily on trying to absorb ourselves in Krishna. Once we are absorbed in Krishna, we will ourselves realize that, you know, Krishna is always available for me. Now, in this world, sometimes there are love triangles. You know, say there's one person and one girl and two boys love that girl. Then what happens? That girl, if she loves one boy, she's not available for the other boy. So then there is a conflict because of that. But Krishna is not like that. No, Krishna can love you fully, be fully available for you, and despite making himself fully available to you, he is still fully available to me. And he is still fully available to everyone. So Krishna is not limited. And that's why, no matter what is the nature of Krishna's relationship with someone else, even if their loving is reciprocation of a higher intimacy than is ours, we won't feel anything missing. Because Krishna will be fully available for us, and we will be fully satisfied, provided we are absorbed in him. See, if we are not absorbed in Krishna, we are saying, hey, what is Krishna doing with them? What is Krishna doing with them? What is Krishna doing with them? Then we will be dissatisfied. That is the material mentality. The material mentality is what? Say, today evening there is Gaur Purnima. After the festival, there is going to be a feast. But suppose it's a special feast where everyone is getting a distinct feast. Now, you have a plate of prasad which is different from somebody else's, and all of us have different plates of prasad. But it's all feast, all delicious items. But instead of savoring our own feast, we look, oh, he has got that. Oh, she has got that. And if we keep looking at others' plates, we will be dissatisfied. Although we have enough to be fully satisfied. So, rather than looking at what is in others' plate, we focus on appreciating what is in our plate. So, like that, in the spiritual world, because everybody is absorbed in Krishna, everybody is concerned with pleasing Krishna, so nobody feels any resentment because of any hierarchy that might be there in the spiritual world. Everybody is completely satisfied in their relationship with Krishna. Does it answer your question?
Yeah, give me more questions.
Okay. So, thank you very much.